Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be good.
A very good evening to our listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. And I'm Eben. I'll be with you from now till 9 p.m. I believe you're going to be blessed this evening. Privilege to come your way. For the last few weeks, I've been talking about parenting, protecting our children, and I believe you've been blessed. For those who are also on the broadcast list, the prayer points every evening, we are praying for our children for this month of September. So I believe those on the list too are getting the needed prayer points to help. These are not the only things you can pray about, but it guides you to help, gives you the scope. I mean, sometimes you can forget to pray about some things regarding our children, but these various areas bring our attention to very important areas to consider when praying for the children. So I believe this evening, as we will talk about it briefly, and I'll also be having some guests in the studio also briefly to talk about something very important. But then, first, I'll be addressing the news, looking at some of the news happening this week. And, you know, we keep reminding ourselves of the times we are in so that we are just not oblivious of what is happening. But at least we are aware of the times we are in. That makes us wise in knowing how to live our lives. That's the ultimate aim. And that's the importance of bringing up these issues on this program. So thank you for tuning in. Greetings to listeners all over the place, online, outside the city, and all outside the country as well. All right. So first, let me play a bit of this song, and I'll be back.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. In the white-robed angels sing the story, a sinner has come home. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, yes, it's mine.
welcome back to spiritissues.info. As I said, Spirit Issues, the website where you can get the recorded messages last week and previous ones. And the program is Spirit Issues, the program. And as the station, it's 8.3 Spirit FM in Kumasi. Perhaps this is the first time you are listening to this program. It comes every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. And I'm Eben. I'm going to be with you from now till 9 p.m. All right. So looking at some of the news, we have radical Fulani herdsmen kill 15 Christians and kidnap 32 others in Nigeria. And the summary of the news says, in 4 years, 23 pastors have been slain in Kaduna State, according to a church leader. Wow, wow, wow. 23 pastors in 4 years. That's serious. Then we have Fulani herdsmen on Friday killed 15 Christians in southern Kaduna State. And the attack on the Dogon Noma village came amid disclosure that such attacks have led to the death of 23 pastors and the closure of 200 worship buildings in Kaduna State in the last 4 years. That's really, really, really serious. I mean, the persecution that Christians are facing in the northern part of Nigeria is really serious. Then we go to India, where we have pastor jailed 23 days for owning a Bible. Mm-hmm. Did you hear it right? Pastor jailed 23 days for owning a Bible. We cannot have enough of these news from India. It's something else. You know, not even a judge's reprimand of police spared an impoverished pastor in India from being jailed on baseless claims of fraudulent conversion. One of the latest examples of how Hindu extremists misuse anti-conversion laws. Pastor Bajrang Rawat, a 47-year-old convert from Hinduism in Mogalgangi, in the Lucknow district in Uttar Pradesh state, faces charges of converting people by allurements, even though the police could find no witnesses against him, and the only evidence they presented was his Bible, the pastor said. Reprimanding the police, the magistrate told them that it was not a crime to possess a Bible and that he himself has a Bible at home. Pastor Rajwat told the Morning Star News, the policeman stood silent, but even after this conversation, I was sent to jail. You know, you hear some of these things and you realize the journey to heaven is really difficult for some than others. And, you know, you can understand how if these people go through all these pains to make it to heaven, and we on this side of the planet, having all the leisures, all the pleasures, all the freedom, everything we have to serve God more effectively, we have it. But if we are to ask, we are to ask ourselves, what are we achieving in comparison to these places, the people in India, Sudan, Eritrea, all these big countries, Kazakhstan, all those places, many countries where Christianity is under severe, at least there are about 50-something countries where it's not easy to serve God openly as a Christian. They are part of those countries, some countries, the entire country. And all these people are working out their salvation, fear and trembling, to go to heaven. And we are also working our own salvation with fear and trembling. But comparatively, you realize what others are going through. We are joking to some extent, because if they were to have what we have, perhaps they will achieve far more. Because in spite of the difficulties, the trials, the persecutions and all that, even the killings, they still brace and face these challenges and still do the work of God. In spite of the beatings, they are still witnessing, they are still doing evangelism. And you ask yourself, with no beatings here in Ghana, with no persecution here in Ghana, what is happening to evangelism now is now a dead thing. Nobody, I mean, very few people talk about evangelism these days. Very few churches even bother to plan for it and talk about it, encourage or talk about it from the pulpits. It's gradually becoming a dying act. It's like evangelism is almost dead in a lot of churches. There are many churches where the church has not organized any evangelism for a long time. And as for COVID, it came to even shut the door on these things. And it's sad because very few churches are really having the burden for the lost and the souls out there. And this evening, I'm just challenging you to ask yourself, what are you doing for the Lord? What opportunities are you taking advantage of? What are you really doing for the Lord? What treasures are you storing up in heaven? The things you are doing, is it really valuable to store up enough treasure for you in heaven? As Jesus said, we should. You know, so I believe these things should encourage us. And as much as we are having our freedoms here, let's also make time to pray for some of these persecuted Christians elsewhere. You know, prayer makes a difference. Prayer has no boundaries. Prayer has no geolocation limitations and all that. So the least we can do for these people as we hear about their plights and all that is to keep praying for them, for God's strength to go through the challenges they are going through. India in particular, the last 2 years has been very terrible. The law, the conversion law that has been passed in parts of India where, so it's just being used. You gather a few people to even talk to them and you can be reported that you are converting them by force. But you see, I mean, conversion is not by force. The people get touched. The Holy Spirit touches them and they give their life to Christ. And yet, because you always want to make a case, they always accuse you that you are converting them by force. You are giving them food. You are giving them money, inducing them to be Christians, which is not, it's not the case. Because you see, as much as, these people are doing the work of God, they also have the passion and the love of Christ in them. So if they are reaching out to the poor in community and they have need of food or clothing or whatever, and the ministries or the Christians have the ability to provide these basic things, they do it, and then now it becomes a crime. And because of these things, people are in jail and all that. People are being beaten. Oh, something else. Something else in India. And then we have... Today I'm cutting the news short so that I can have enough time to address the parent aspect. But let me move on with this. Paw Patrol, PAW, like the paw of a dog. Paw Patrol. I'm sure some listeners, parents listening, they've seen it on TV, their children may have watched before. You know, once upon a time, yes, it was clean, it was safe, it was okay. But now, Paw Patrol children's cartoon spin-off debuts non-binary character. So, the floodgates have been opened. So, the popular cartoon series Paw Patrol introduced a new non-binary character on one of its spin-off shows, making it one of the several series to push LGBT storylines in children's programming. A writer on the children's TV series Rubble and Crew, a spin-off of Paw Patrol, took to Instagram on September 2nd to announce that a newly aired episode of the Nickelodeon program featured a non-binary character. The term non-binary refers to those who do not identify as either male or female. Lynn's Amer expressed gratitude to the opportunity to write an episode for Rubble and Crew, noting that they brought me on to consult on the first non-binary character and write their episode. Amer, who uses they and them as pronouns and identify as queer, as the queer Mr. Rogers, described the experience as bucket list item. I wanted to write a non-binary character that was aspirationally cool. Someone for the pops that the kids at home to look up to. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? See, so he wrote this purposely for the kids at home to look up to. They found an awesome non-binary to voice the river, and I'm so happy about how it turned out. So, parents, You hear it, you've heard it yourself, Masumwa. You know, you see, sometimes when you keep warning, you say these things, it's like, oh, it's extreme. But, you know, interestingly, these things, they keep coming up one after the other. So the good old cartoons, yes, not all, of course, but some which were good, now are becoming questionable. So see, that raises the bar higher for parents in ensuring that what the children are watching home is really safe, because you don't know when a new edition or new episode that is turning LGBT will be released or will be shown on the TV when you are not aware or you are not around. Because it's a kids show, you cannot be sitting all the time with them to be watching every episode of program, whatever they are watching. So that makes it a difficult choice for parents. What are you going to do in such a situation where now these cartoons are becoming, you just don't know what next? Because it's not every edition or it's not every introduction of LGBT content that we may be aware of. So if, for instance, Sam is introduced into our system, you know, for our TV stations, they just show these things, whatever they get, they are showing. So they are really not scrutinizing to look out for these LGBT content in cartoons. And by the way, you see, what we have to know about these people or these creators is that they are not really, when they are introducing these things into the normal, safe cartoons, they are not seeking to do it for the whole episode, like all the 20 minutes or 30 minutes. No. Sometimes these are done, just have maybe 30 seconds, just 1 minute. But you see, they know the implication, they know the effects these things will be having on the children watching it. You see, they believe in a little drop at a time. So in poisoning these children, they are not seeking to poison them whole, one day, one episode, one edition, everything consumed. No, it's just a little, a drop. So the indoctrination, the brainwashing and all that is strategically being done over a period of time. So you watch one episode of a cartoon, you see just a little non-binary, nothing, no, there's no nudity in it. So, but you see, it's a way of normalizing the abnormal in the mind of the child. And that's what they do very good at. They are very good at it, because in normalizing the abnormal, eventually the child becomes numb to these things. So if you are not careful, then little by little, the child's understanding of these things is beginning to shift. And that's the caution. That's the reason why we talk about these warnings, we talk about these things that parents should be aware. You know, some won't understand, but, well, I mean, it's not about others. It's not about what others will think. It's about what you would want to do for your children. How safe a home do you want to have? How well do you want to protect them from these things out there? And you see, information helps. The more you know, the better you're able to resist the devil. Because you see, you cannot resist the devil in ignorance. No, I mean, let's understand that fact. When you are in ignorance, you cannot resist the enemy, because you don't even know this is the enemy so well when you are ignorant about who he is and how he is doing this and his schemes and his strategies and his plans. So in being ignorant, you virtually open up and expose yourself to all sorts of dangerous attacks. And the enemy is very wise. Let's not downplay his intelligence. No. Somebody who has been around for years, for centuries, for, you know, hundreds of years, thousands of years. He's been around right from the garden. He was playing his game. You know, so he knows how to strategize when it comes to humans. And he knows how to approach every person or every case on case-by-case basis. So when it comes to dealing with these children matters, indoctrinating the children, attacking the children spiritually and all that, they have a nice way of going about it. And that's exactly what they are doing, a little at a time. One drop. But then the effects on these children can be irreparable but for the grace of God. You see, so let's be alert as parents and let's be wise in how to handle what we allow them to watch on the public television, open TV channels, where you cannot control the content. You know, I keep citing this example of, you know, one day just flipping through and I saw this channel where they were busy doing this cartoon, normal Saturday morning cartoon. But then I just decided to just pay a little attention because of this programming I do and all that talk about children issues and all. So, but then I noticed that this cartoon was basically indirectly teaching about witchcraft. And it was being shown Saturday morning on open television, open free-to-air channel. And I was just wondering, so how many children are watching this at this particular point in time? Saturday morning, when children are at home and are allowed to watch TV to fast, you know, so you can imagine how many children will be exposed to this poisonous, demonic agenda of teaching them witchcraft. You see, and it looks trendy the way they, you see, so I, that day I watched it and it's like, wow, the devil has progressed. You see, so they, something that is evil, they are making it look good. You see, so that they can entice the children as it being appealing. So it's not surprising that you, the West especially, you hear children openly talk about, I mean, teenagers talk about their witches, as if it's just a social club. So you being a member of it, it was the big deal. You know, gone are the days when, you know, the story, the fairy tales make it look like a witch has a long nose, wearing a pointed hat, and then sitting on the broom, flying in the sky. So that type of narrative is old school. No, now they are not using that narrative in stories again to describe witches. Now is the trendy, if you see some of the high school cartoons and children cartoons, not cartoons, like, sorry, the school movies, high school movies, children, some of the children movies, where a child can just point at an object and then the object will move, he'll throw it to hit somebody, point your finger or your hand at someone, you can hypnotize the person, charm the person, you can cause disaster in the room, just move things, flip plates with your hand without touching them. You know, they are using these manipulative things to describe it as witchcraft. So that one looks more trendy to the children. So they would want to be a witch so that they can have the power to, you know, punish someone who beats them or bullies them in school, or, I mean, the parents are not allowing them to play or do something, so they can have the power to control the parents, manipulate them. You know, this is the angle they are coming with in introducing witchcraft to the children. It is very, you know, very dangerous, let me put it that way, because it makes the child that is not well grounded in the spirit want to be like. And that's the danger of this. That's why as parents, we need to pray for our children beyond just teaching them and guiding them in what to do and not to do. Prayer should be a major part of our parenting, and then in protecting them, it's a major part. Because, you see, the warfare the enemy is waging is at another level. And unfortunately, sometimes most people or a lot of believers sometimes are ignorant of his devices when it comes to these things, unfortunately. So because we lack knowledge in some of these things, it gives them an open field to practice without any resistance. Because something you don't know about, you cannot pray against. See, so that's why it's important to be praying for our children, like the prayer points I talked about, praying for our children, so that we are praying based on knowledge of what is happening, as well as knowledge with the Word of God, praying with the Word of God. You know, there's one thing that the enemy really enjoys is lack of knowledge. So when we lack knowledge as parents in modern parenting skills, that is good news, because that means that he can really have his way, because you don't know. So let's keep pushing. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pushing. As Christians, let's keep pushing. Parents, let's guard our children. Let's do what we have to do for our children. It is so critical. It is so important. We can easily think that, oh, just the little that we do is enough. We've been doing this enough. We cannot continue doing the little as being enough when the stakes are higher now. Because the stakes are not like, I mean, the level has progressed, let me put it that way. So we cannot be playing the same style of game at that same momentum and the same effort when your opponent has stepped up the game to another level. And that's the essence why, as parents, we should be concerned. We should be interested in praying for them, our children. We should be interested in being knowledgeable. And by having that knowledge, we can then be used by God to guide, to protect, to shield, to help others. Because sometimes it takes one parent to help other parents to also know. Because there are a lot of parents who have no idea. Seriously, they have no idea about the things we talk about in parenting, modern parenting. They just have no idea at all. That one is really a fact. But we should do our best and do the little that we can. And I believe God himself will help us and guide us. Because, you see, we are living in the times when, you know, when you hear of children being introduced into occultism at age 7, age 8, age, I mean, those little ages being introduced. And I remember years back, there was one Nigerian occult person. He became a pastor later on, and he was saying how at age 7, every morning or once, either every morning or every week, whatever, the father gives him a cup of blood to drink before going to school. So when you hear of such a thing, a child who drinks blood before going to school, then you just ask yourself, so what are Christians doing when even we are not even talking about communion in churches again? Very few churches talk about communion, let alone the children being taught about communion, for children to even take communion. You see, we've become so religious in some of our operations. The occult are giving blood to their children to drink, and we Christians are not giving communion to our children to drink. I mean, come on. I mean, you see how we cheat ourselves of the power that we have. Instead of really going deeper in the power that we have through the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and all that, we think, oh, I mean, all is well. I mean, we are just content with the little power. That's even if there's even any power in that we are exhibiting in the first place. But we are just content with the little Christianity we are exhibiting, and we think that is enough. But that is not enough when your enemy is not sleeping. No, your enemy is busy. And we are comfortable. So we are just exposing our children to all sorts of dangers out there, thinking all is well. You see, so imagine your child doesn't even pray before going to school. You don't pray with the children before they go to school. Then they are going to school to sit in class with children who are drinking blood before coming to school. What do you expect? You see, we are not talking to them about deep spiritual things. You see, we should forget about they'll be scared or they are too young. You see, the game has been shifted to another level. So we cannot just be playing, oh, when they grow, when they grow, when they grow. But the devil is not waiting for his children to grow. He is ensuring that they are growing in the power that he's giving them to cause as much havoc to the body of Christ. And yet, when you come to Christian side, oh, when they grow, they will understand these things. When they grow, God will use them. When they grow, they will become spiritual. This is the ignorance that causes us to just allow anything to pass by in the name of, oh, you know, you see, the grace. Oh, I mean, you see, we use terminologies to please our conscience. So we say all these things just to please our conscience. Oh, Namiadom, God will do it. God help us. we should do what we have to do. The battle, you see, if you read Ephesians chapter 6, interestingly, Ephesians 6 starts with talking about parents, and then the children obeying their parents in the Lord, and all that. Verse 4, let me finish with the verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. How many parents can confidently say that they are bringing up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? How many parents? You see, we should challenge ourselves as parents that, you see, we are not doing enough in most cases. Not all, of course. There are some doing very well as parents, Christian parents. But a larger number of parents are shirking their spiritual responsibility to do more. Yes, they are Christian. They are taking them children, their children to church and all. But it's not good enough. We should have more time for them for spiritual things. We should teach them deeper things. We should go beyond just leaving them to Sunday school or church, hoping they'll be taught something. I mean, so, you know, we are just leaving things to chance, you know. And if God forbid, we are in Ghana, the things are okay by the grace of God, quote and unquote. But if it happens to be in a church where a friend, I've said it before, a professor friend took their child to school, Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher was a lesbian, then frying pan to fire. You see, so these are the times where we must ensure that we are training our children ourselves. Yes, if they go to Sunday school and it's a good Sunday school, praise God, that's a top up. I mean, that one, there's nothing wrong with having extra on of something good. Perfect. But what if it's not good enough? Then that means what's happening. See, so we parents cannot shirk our responsibilities. We cannot, especially not at this time when evil is just on the ascendancy and is being masqueraded in all sorts of deceptive ways. We cannot. Anyway, this is Issues of Life. I'm Eben. I will be back after this song.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine.
All right. Welcome back. This is Eben and Issues of Life. I have in the studio a group, old friends on this of this program, Jesus Loves You Missions. And is it ministries or missions? Jesus Loves You Missions. Okay, I'm so right. Yeah. All right. So, you know, whenever I bring them into the studio, then, you know, the work of God is being done or is going to be done somewhere. So that's the reason why I pay attention to their mission work and give them the platform. Spirit FM has really done tremendous work for them in terms of the supports they get when they come on radio. You know, radio gets results. That one, there's no doubt about it. And by the grace of God, listeners of this program understand spiritual things, so we get people to really come on board to help the mission work they are embarking on. Let me just read this verse. I mean, it just came to mind. Let me just quickly go through. Matthew 6:19-20-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, when I saw last week's disaster in Libya and water just ravaged and destroyed properties as if they were nothing, and you just realize sometimes if all that we have, all that we can boast about, and all that we can talk about is what we have on this earth, and then we'll be miserable people one day, because at the end of the day, just nature can, one bad act of nature can just make all that you've worked for useless. And then what else? What do you have? You know, today I went to a very good friend's funeral and I was just sitting there just asking questions. You have the same age, good friends and all that, and same number of children. As you see, a lot of questions running through my mind. You see, and you ask yourself, so this whole life, that's why sometimes I just love the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, because he answers a very critical question and he summarizes the whole essence of our purpose on this life. So let me just finish with this verse, then we get to some talking. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, where it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. I mean, ideally, this one should have been the last two verses in the Bible, because that's the whole summary of life. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. 14. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, so when you see a verse like this, it answers your questions as to what is our purpose on this earth, what is our mandate on this earth. At the end of the day, yes, it's good to go to school, have the certificates, the qualifications, achieve all the heights we can achieve as the Spirit and God helps us and all. But when it matters most, the certificates would not be there. All the things we are craving for and striving for and all that, the luxury cars and everything will not be there. And the things that will matter most are the things that few really paid attention to. But I believe as we talk about spiritual things, we will not be losing sight of these very important things. Souls are getting lost. There are communities who don't know about Jesus in 2023. Yes, it will be amazing. It shocks people to hear that there are people who haven't heard Jesus before. But it's still happening in the world. And even in Ghana, there are rural communities where there's no church. There's just nobody there in the town. No, these are not towns, but hamlets, villages. They just don't know anything, nothing. And they've taken it upon themselves to go to such places in some instances where, in this case, they have very little to talk about in terms of the community. Purely rural. And so let's get into some talking. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Introduce the mission this time around.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless you, Brian, once again for granting us this golden opportunity. So this is Jesus Loves You Missions, and as we all know, we go for missions from time to time, and this time around we are going to the northeast region of Ghana, a place called Nagbai, near Gwintiri, and we're going to share the gospel. We run crusades and do the usual things that we've been doing all the time. The main thing is for us to share the gospel with the people, and also do some medicals for them, as we always do, run free clinics, give them free drugs, and served by doctors and nurses and other people, social workers who are with us. But this time around, the Lord has placed something great upon our heart for the first time to add to these missions that we're going to do at Nagbai in the northeast. That is to provide them with potable water, which is so important because it's a big community with more than 500 people inhabiting it, and they don't have water to drink. It will surprise you to know that the kind of water they drink is the rainwater when it collects on the ground. That is what they fetch to drink. And when you look at the color of the water, it's brown. And after cooking, the food turns brown. Yes, we have two of our people, our members, one leader, one member, who went there to see for themselves and brought us the information. And we were quickened within our spirit by the grace of God to have such missions over there, to not only giving them the word of God, but also providing what they need physically, as the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25. When you read there, the Bible, Jesus asked that question that he's going to ask us on the last day. Matthew 25, I want to read quickly from 43. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, naked, and you clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or athirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not do for one of the least of these, ye did not do it for me. And these shall go away in everlasting punishment. May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. So that tells us that, yes, it's good that we go and preach the word of God. We know that many souls will be won, but the people also need water. It's basic, and they don't have it. So this time around, we are here on Spirit FM trying to plead with you to also come and support us to be able to provide water for these people in Nagbai, so that they can have water and also receive the word of God. I think I'll let my Ibo come in and share more.
Okay, so I think thank you once again, Brother Ibn,
God bless
and then
you.
All the listeners of Spirit 88.3 FM. God bless you all for the opportunity that you've given us this evening. So my brother, our leader, has already said, or he said everything, but what I want to add quickly is our God is progress driven, and then he always expects that we progress with his work. Yes, so the mandate that God has given to us, we are adding this water project to this mandate or this work we've been doing all this while. So by the grace of God, I've been there. I've been in Nagbai.
Oh, you went?
Yes, I went there. Mm-hmm. And then an eyewitness to whatever our brother is saying. In fact, it's an eyesore. When you look at the water that they are drinking, in fact, it's not good for a human being to drink that kind of water. Because you see living organisms in that water, and then
with your eyes,
with your eyes,
what you don't see with the eye, then
yes,
can imagine.
Uh-huh.
Cattle,
yes, cattle, and then you know they share the water with cattle and all. But their
that is one thing I find amazing. Yeah. I mean, how they allow it to happen?
Yes,
it amazes me.
Yes, and it's quite unfortunate. Yes, and then By the grace of God, we want to be a blessing to them. And then we are also appealing to all listeners of Spirit 88.3 FM also to join us so that we become a blessing to the people of Nagbai. Whilst we share the gospel with them, we also provide it is a dire need there. It's a dire need because we just came from one of Light FM, and then our sister who has also been there was saying that even hitherto when they were able to drill a borehole for one community, and then she was saying that whilst they were spreading the gospel there, the people were not coming, not deliberate, but you know, they have a persistent need, which is water. So they invest most of their time getting water. But when, by the grace of God, when they were able to drill a borehole for that community, she was saying that even the group that she went there with, initially they weren't even up to 20 in the church. But before they were leaving, they were getting to 100. Yes, so it means that this water project is massive and is going to really help the community.
Water is life.
Yes.
I mean, serious water there. So with that, you know, it gives a different meaning to the message of Christ, yes, the gospel. Yes. Because if just tell them Jesus loves you, he died for you. But if you are carrying the message of love with the real love of bringing them a solution, yes, oh, then it gives them a deeper meaning of this love is really, yes, worth looking at. Because then for you to come and spend money to give them water, then whatever message you come with, they also have to respect you and listen to you. So I think it will really carry a lot more impact, yes, with such problem-solving approach of missions. And indeed, that's what, I mean, the early missionaries and all that is still being done. I mean, missionaries, those which are, I mean, well endowed, the big ones, they fly across the world doing a lot of mission work along building schools, building these hospitals, just to get communities to receive the gospel.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, by whatever means, so far as it's a legal means, I see nothing wrong with using all means possible to draw people to Christ. Yes. And so I believe this is one good mission to work on and talk about, as we've done in previous missions. But when is towards the timeline and the plan?
Okay, thanks once again for the opportunity. We plan going for the missions in November.
Yeah.
That is when we'll be going there to share the word of God with them. Mm-hmm. But for the water project, we want to start in October so that yes, please. So we finish with the project before November. We go with the whole group to spread the gospel. Thank you.
So November. So for listeners who have been supporting this group times past, and for first timers who have never supported, or never saw the need to support any mission group and all that, this is one mission group I can vouch for, because I know that they are really doing the thing. This is not, so these are not people who are just doing it for excuse me, some do the passports, some do the work out of their belly because of that's why they are. But this is not a group doing the work of God because of their belly, because they are all professionals who have their own professional work doing, and they even sacrifice to do these things. I mean, they spend a lot more to get all these things done and all themselves. So, you know, but sometimes you can't do it all alone, because I mean, you need extra help to get things to work, more hands on deck to achieve the ultimate goal. So listeners who have been helping times past, and first timers who are touched by the Spirit of God, that this is a program worth supporting, a mission worth supporting. The MoMo number you can help with is 059-148-2719. 059-148-2719. And what's the name on that account?
Jesus Loves You Missions.
Jesus Loves You Missions. So 059-148-2719. The name on the account is Jesus Loves You Missions. And if you want to have further contacts, or you can call, which number should I, which one should be the one?
Is the 0244.
And so mention it since you started.
Yes, so 0244-728327.
Again, and yes. Slower.
0244-728327.
So that's for, is there a second line?
Yes, okay. So the first one is Brother Charles Abebio.
Okay.
And then you can also call me as well on 0243-506-907. 0243-506-907. Thank you.
Okay, so basically this is what we are talking about, helping the mission work, helping this community up in the Northeast to get, I mean, to also have potable water and be able to carry the gospel along in helping them to get water to drink, then sharing the gospel. And I believe that celebration alone will open up their hearts to listen to whatever gospel you bring, and also going there with the mission team as well. You know, it's that's why the church has to be rich. Be able to do a lot of these things. Oh yeah, because see, sometimes the our perception of riches, God blessing us, is skewed towards, we think of luxury cars, luxury. So it makes it something, it's as if when you talk about God blessing the church or Christians to be rich, it's all about something bad. So we classify it as, but you see, the real essence of God blessing us is for these things. Because, imagine if with this we had somebody just calls after this program, okay, what's the total bill paid? Wouldn't that make the work easier? That means you can have more communities coming on board,
yes.
And then the impacts and the gospel goes beyond. You see, so, Christians, we have to change our mindset about God's blessings. It's not for luxury, so it's like some are even afraid to talk about or pray that God should bless them, because it's like, if you talk about it, it's like you are being carnal. We've become so religious in some instances that we've classified prosperity as, if you talk about it, what we are saying. No, you see, if not for money, we'll not be here this evening talking about these missions. If the money is available, somebody just writes a check, dispatch rider comes, paper by the this the check, give it to them. One check, one person has written the check, paid, fully paid. Ah, yeah, how nice. You see, so we this is why Christians, we should change our mindset and perception about when we talk about finances and money and all these things. Because how else can God move and do some things if there's no money? It takes money to move. Even transportation alone to that place will be something else in the thousands. Because if you are your whole team, that distance, is it 12 hours? Or
yes,
13.
Yes,
yes, 13 hours. Yeah, 13 hours, hiring a bus. It's a serious journey. It takes money. Everything is money. Even Bibles. If you are buying Bibles to go and share, it takes money to buy Bibles.
Yes.
Even the Word of God, you need money to buy it, to go and share it for free. If there's no money, how do you move the Word of God to the people for free? You see, so we should review how we see money as, if you talk about money, that means you are becoming lukewarm or carnal. No. We are not carnal. No, we are very spiritual. That's why to do missions, it comes at a cost.
Yes.
Oh yes, it comes at a cost. Everything, the drilling machine, the borehole, everything we will do, equipment, everything, setting up the tanks and everything is going to be money. So I believe listeners understand these things, and God Himself will touch and give the finances to the people who would be blessing this program to be successful. And I just pray that people would understand it. So let's see, I'll be talking about it. Sending me reminders so that I talk about it like on the program, subsequently reminding listeners about it as well. And God Himself will bless. So let's give the numbers again as I round up. I have just about 4-3 minutes or so. So the Momo numbers again. Mention it less.
Yes, please. So
0591-482-719. I go again. 0591 0548-282-791. And I believe that anybody who contributes a penny or a CD for this project to be done, God is going to bless the person.
Amen.
Because anybody who fetched the water and the person drinks it and the person is satisfied, I believe that heaven is going to look down and see that you've done something good for somebody, and God is going to bless you. So don't think that we are just gathering your money for our own self-gain and you're going to take popularity there. But we are going to pray for anybody who donates a CD or a penny. And I believe that as the people drinks the water, anybody who drink the water would say that Yamisha Omo. And I believe that a blessing will come to your doorstep.
Amen.
It works,
and,
yeah.
It is going to work like.
You see, and these are the treasures we are amassing up in heaven. No? These are the treasures. Oh. So if we are looking for treasures that one day can amount to something worth being pointed to, that this is what you did on earth to help people, any soul that gets saved, God has his own formula of rewarding. So maybe you pay your contribution, you have a certain percentage in every soul, whatever percent God would attribute to you, he has his own formula of sharing the blessings to us, whatever souls that come up. But let's be part of the blessings that God gives regarding souls that come to the kingdom.
Amen.
See, one, Christians now, we are not going out for missions on our own. When others too are going to, we are just watching them. Bye-bye, you. See, so it's like, where are we in the kingdom? What are we really doing?
Yes.
We will not go. When others are going to, we are just looking at their back and waving them. God help us.
So we are also using this opportunity to invite people who want to be part of us to go for these missions and also other programs.
Oh, I believe that one is invited. November.
Yeah. Yes,
this we'll just
but as I speak, we have a house to house evangelism we do every Sunday after church, 4 p.m. And we go to the radio stations every week to preach, and also all the other programs.
Yes, yes, prayer meeting.
We have our prayer meeting, all night service once a month, and all that. So when you call the line, we'll be able to talk to you, and then. Yeah.
And it's non-denominational.
It's
so non-denominational, it's not a church.
Yeah, so any church.
Different churches come together.
You can always invite it.
All right. So thanks for passing by. And I believe the listeners too have done, they've heard, and they would act accordingly. And God himself would bless the work that is being done. Listeners, this is the end of Issues of Life this evening. I'm Eben, and I believe you've been blessed. As parents, let's keep challenging ourselves. Let's keep doing what we have to do. God willing, next week, I hope to get Pastor Roger joining via phone. He was in Kumasi today, but next week, I don't think so. So by phone, as we end the 30 days praying for our children, we'll make it a prayer meeting, God willing, next week. So parents can really be joining this program next week, God willing, as we end the 30 days prayer for our children. This evening, I've not sent the prayer points because I've been very busy the whole day, and so it will come for later in the evening. The prayer points will be coming to the broadcast list. Good night, and God bless you.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share.
You're listening to the New Spirit FM, Christian with music.